Blackest Carmel to Fitzy on Perth's 96. Very good morning. Dan Sultan's Under Your Skin. Still a great song. It's 10 to 9. Very good morning. And Taku Scrutton. Good morning, Taku.
Good morning.
Now, Taku has been getting a book together called Multicultural Me. Taku is from Zimbabwe. Now, we actually, what did you first think? Now, I'm going to play this again because this surfaced early last week, this rant from this woman in Cloverdale.
I don't deal with monkeys. They're monkeys. They're monkeys. Now, get back to where you come from, you. Get out of this place.
I'm tired of feeling like I'm a minority in my own country.
How did you feel when you heard that?
Cringe.
Have you experienced anything like that since you've been here from Zimbabwe?
Actually, yes. I remember I got on a bus a while back and I went to the back and there was a lady there and I sat down and she just looked me up and down and went, "You black dog."
Oh, no way. Oh,
did she say that? Did she really?
Yes, she did.
Really?
And I was mortified. Welcome to Perth, Taku.
Welcome to Perth.
To be fair, it's not all the time, but yeah, that was probably my, most...
And our reaction, I mean, you told me, Taku and I are friends, and you're telling me about writing your book, Multicultural Me. And I have to be honest, I kind of thought, I don't think we have a problem with racism in Australia. And I don't think we have a problem with racism in particular in Perth. But that's right. This woman in Cloverdale totally surprised me. And as did some reactions to people who called in to talk about it.
That surprised me.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me you're going to have idiots that are like that because you get them everywhere in the world. You can't help people who are just stupid.
No, but when people say that the reason why kids are acting up in the street is because they're African, I've got to say, come on, we've got a problem here. How are you attempting to fix what you've seen and what clearly other people have seen around the place?
Well, in this day and age, if people are still calling each other monkeys, that's just not on. So that was my first reaction.
Exactly.
And then when I was reading the story and then the lady was saying the kids are now asking, "Mum, are we monkeys?" That just broke my heart.
Yeah.
So I guess this book was meant to be for the kids to start that dialogue and ask questions about each other's different cultures, but in a safe way with adults or teachers and just ask those questions that, people sometimes want to ask but don't know how to.
It's interesting. Yeah, you said like the kids and it broke your heart. I thought the same thing too when I heard that the kids were asking that. And it starts in the home and it starts at both sides. You know, whether you are coming to a country or you've come to a country that's not your home country where you were born in, or you are here. Because I've got to be honest with you, it doesn't. And I'm not trying to give myself a pat on the back or anything like that, but it doesn't even get brought up in our house anything to do with any different cultures.
No,
as far as looks.
Yeah.
And my 4-year old, he's at school now. He's turning 5 soon. Has never once asked why that kid looks a bit different to him. And there's a couple of kids in his class that do look a bit different to him. Never. Why? It has never come up.
Do you think
it will?
It will, because they catch on from others and all that sort of stuff. But
it's got to go back to the home, you know, when kids are being brought up and the way that they're brought up and how it's all explained to them. I mean, I think I've explained to you, a couple of guys, at some stage there. It was about 18 months ago. I pulled up next to a bus stop over in Victoria Park, and there were a couple of Indigenous kids, and they would have been about 11 or 12 sitting there in the bus stop. And I had the passenger window down, and I just looked at them and I said, "Hey, boys, how are you going?" And they went...
You got a mouthful back, didn't you?
Yeah, get
mouthful
fill in the blank, white blank, fill it in. And I just sort of went, "Yeah, beautiful, that's fantastic, good on you." I could not believe it. I was absolutely gobsmacked. Yeah.
So do you think maybe, Taku, by educating our kids, maybe it's going to filter through to the homes?
I think so, because like you said, kids are so young and innocent and they don't see or overthink, you know, too much stuff. So they're not really into politics and, you know, all this other debate. So if you keep it simple and fun, which is what I've tried to do with this book, just let them ask questions. Yeah, so why does this person look like this? Why does their food taste like this? You know, and have fun with it, and hopefully it filters up to the grown-ups.
Well, this is it. And you're right. Politics does cloud so much of what we see and do. You've got remote communities that are being shut down for Aboriginal people to live in right now. That causes a feeling and a reaction to white people that they see. We've got refugees who can't be seen for 6 years and have to starve themselves to get some attention right now.
That's
Know, so all of these things cloud the way we see each other and talk to each other.
I mean, I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, you've got good people in this world and you've got bad people in this world, and that's where the line should be.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
And it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
And it's both sides.
Well, you've also got stupid people as well.
Yeah, they can be good and bad.
Well,
you can have good stupid people.
A good stupid person?
There's lots of good stupid people out
really?
There. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Fitzy's one of them.
I'm one. I'm just one defending. Blackers knew what I was talking about.
This book of yours is called Multicultural Me, and you've written it, and it's also an illustrated children's book. And if you'd like to help get it happening, you can go to pozible.com/multiculturalme. And, yeah.
Pledge and be a part of it,
because obviously we have so many issues in society these days. It's absolutely ridiculous. Mm. I don't believe it, and we shouldn't have it. We should not have these issues that we have. Taku, lots of luck with the book, and good to see you.
Yeah,
take care.
Good to see you guys too. Thank you.